We are learning Masechtas Chagiga Daf Hey Amud Beis, and we are beginning 8 lines from the top, middle of a line. The pasuk says, "Vanoichi haster aster panim b'yamihu." Hashem, in the day of a tzara, will be master his panim. Omar Rabba, Omar Karis Baruch Hu. Afa pisha starti panim b'hem. Even though there'll be haster panim b'chaloyim adavaboy, I will still talk to the tzaddikim in a dream and let them know the tzaras that's going to happen, and therefore allowing them to daven. And the example for that is, the first one to speak out, is like by Mordechai at Tzaddik. It says, Mordechai Yoda is called Shinasa. Rashi says over there in Perek Dalem, Megillas Esther, how did he know? He knew we were in a dream. He had a dream that he knew everything's happening. He started davening, put on a sack. He knew about the Gzeira. So even though this has to upon him, Hashem sometimes shows up to a Tzaddik in a dream to let him know what's going to happen. We even find Darius later. A lot of times, Tzaddikim had a dream, and they were notified about the Tzara, and therefore let him to daven. Rav Yosef Omer, that even though he's not arguing with Rava, he's being Moisif on Rava, that even though there's the you know there's hest upon him and only at night, but still Omer Yoda in the Tur Elenu, Hashem will tell you that Yoda Kesisicha. Even though with this hest upon him, Hashem is still always protecting us. His hand is over us to protect us. The Gemara brings a Maisa between Rav Shuvah Chananah and Tzaduki. Rav Shuvah Chananah have a Koyebe Keser. He's one of them standing in front of the king. Ach Vilehu Mina. A certain min, which is a tzaduki, a person did not believe in Torah Shabbat, so they used to talk in sign language by the keser. It was like a chashuv. They had special sign language to talk. So he showed amad adun amar la'afe minay. He showed with sign language to Rav Shuvah Chananah to make fun of him. He says, "Look, you're a nation who Hashem turned his face from them." Achvilei, so Rav Shuvah Chananah showed back in sign language, "Yodoy netuya aleinu." His hand is spread over us. Amalei Kesel Rabbi Shua, my Achvilach. What's this sign language going back and forth? So Rabbi Shua said he showed me Amad Adrinu Marila Peimine. He showed me that we are a nation who Hashem turned his back on. Vanama Chavina Lei, and I showed him back Yodoy Netuya Leinu, that his hand is spread over us. Omru Leilahu Mina. So then now the king turns to the men, says what was that exchange? Privately, I guess they asked each other. He asked each one privately. Now he asked the men, what were you showing back and forth with Rav Shuvah Chananah? My Achvislei. So he said, I showed him, I showed him that you're a nation who your master turned the face from you. Well, my Achvilach, what did he show back? Lo Yadana. He said, I don't know what that is. Omro Gavr Lo Yoda, my Achvilach Amachoyk. A person does not know how to use sign language in front of the keser, Yechavi Kami Malka should stand and show song in front of the Melech. You don't even know the sign language. You're not chashuv enough for that. Afku v'katlu, took him out and they killed him. The Rabbi Shuvah Chananah died. He was very big. He knew how to get the tzedukim very well. He knew how to go against them. He knew how to answer them. He knew how to take care of them very well. So when he died, they were nervous. Amalei Rabbanon, might have a lot of money. How are we going to manage with this tzedukim? How are we going to be able to overcome them? Amalehem. So Rav Shuvah ben Chananah was a bucky in taking care of tzedukim. He knew how to answer them. Now he said, what's going to be? How are we going to take care of them anymore? Amalehem. Of the eitzah mibanim nischer chachmasam. That once the eitzah, kivinsha of the eitzah mibanim, once the children, the Eden lost their eitzah, then Nisuch HaMashal Umma Yisraelim. The Umma Yisraelim also lose their Chachma. So don't worry. Hashem always prepares the refuah for the Makkah. If you don't have the refuah, if the tzaddikim who know how to answer the tzaddikim are going to die, the tzaddikim won't have tainus anymore either. And not a makar for this. If I say Mahacha, Vayom Nisav Nelcha Ve'elcha Nagdacha. It's talking about where Esav wanted Yaakov Avinu to go with him after they met. And Yaakov says, you go and I'll go with you. I'll go to Negdecha. You see the Negdecha, B'Shava, that always Hashem makes sure that there's always an answer for everything. Everything's B'Shava, everything equal. Rav Ila was salt with Darga. Rav Ila was going up a step to be Rabbi Bar Shila. He was going up steps to up to the house of Rabbi Bar Shila. Shamil Inuka Davaka Kari. He heard a little child saying over this pasuk, Ki hine yoytzahara mabari ruachu magid la'odam ma'aseichai. Hashem creates the mountains and creates the wind, and he tells a person every word he spoke. Omar, he says, Evet Rabbi Magid Loi Masecha, the Kanye Sloy, if Hashem records every single thing a person said. So does he have an Eitzah? These are one of the Chavetz Chaim said that this pasuk, you know, if you read it in the 1600s, you had a hard time understanding. Hashem's going to tell you every single, you know, we have a Munah Avada, we understand, but we had a hard time, you know, putting into context how to record everything. But now we have recorders and tape recorders, you can understand. Hashem has a recorder, every single word everyone will ever say, Hashem is going to record, Hashem records it, and Hashem will use that in Din. So he says, someone who every word is recorded, Takani Yeshloi, even extra words that a husband and wife talked, b'shast hashmish, even that will be told to a person b'shast misa. Any, we're not supposed to talk b'shast hashmish, not true. But Rav Kahana, have a goni tusi parai the Rav. Rav Kahana went and lay under the bed of Rav, b'shast hashmish, v'shamei the sach. He talked to his wife at Tzachak, and he made some jokes. For also Tzachak, Omar, so he calls out. He said, "That's Rav. Dami pumi the Rav. Come on, let's talk tafshila." It's Rav. It sounds like he has so much taiva. You know, like he never tasted the food. He's like he's enjoying himself. He's schmoozing. Amalei kana poik kana get out of here. Laf oirach ara. It's not oirach ara. You should be here. But what do you see? You see lemaisa that Rav talked. That's the talk, any Dvaram B'Talim. The Rambam even says that Rav never talked Dvaram B'Talim in his life. So what's going on over here? Like, Kasha can't talk to Tzuya, Haloi talk to Tzuya. That, if the wife is not ready, or they're in a fight, you have to talk Divir Ritzui. So then, that's important. But Stam, Seichai, Stam, Sichas Chulin, Hashem will come back and tell you every single Sichas Chulin you talked, and Avada, if someone talks Dvaram Asurim, Kav HaChaymer, that will be recorded. It says in the Pasuk Vayita, "Vim lois hishmu'u b'mestarim tifka nafshi p'nei geva." The Pasuk says that Hashem says, if you're not going to listen to this nevuah and do tshuva, b'mestarim tifka nafshi, Hashem will cry b'mestarim p'nei geva. Omar Rav Shmuel ba'ina b'shmei de Rav. Mokom yesh l'karis baruch hu mestarim shmai. There's a special place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called mestarim. That's b'mestarim tifka nafshi. And that's where he cries, in this place called mestarim. My p'nei geva. What does it mean Hashem cries because of Geva? Amar Rav Shmuel, by Yitzchak ben Yisrael, Gavason shel Yisrael, shnitla mehem, v'nitla yirchavim. Because of the Geva, the splendor, the glory of Klal Yisrael, that was taken away and given to the Goyim. That's what he cries for. Shmuel, Achmenim, Gavason shel Malchus Shemayim, because of the splendor of Malchus Shemayim that was taken away. Freiting more, Mika b'chi yikami Karis Baruch Hu, is there b'chi, they're crying by Karis Baruch Hu, Amar Papa, Ain atzivos b'nei Karis Baruch Hu. Karis Baruch Hu never gets despondent. Shenem says in the pasuk, "Hoyd v'hoda lefana v'hoyz v'chedva mekayma." Hashem always has oyz v'chedva, has simcha. Like kasha habate gavoy habate barayi. In bate gavoy, it's possible to have bechia. That's b'mestarim tifkanavshi. Privately, Hashem can cry, but bate barayi outside, b'fahesia, there's no crying by Hashem. Ubate barayi loy. V'aksiv says in the pasuk, "Vayikra Hashem elikim tzivakas b'emahu." So you see, Hashem called out. Rashi says, called out means fahesia. That Hashem cried. This is talking about Chorban Abayis. And for the Gemara, Shani Chorban Beis Hamikdash, Tafilu Malachi Hashalom Bachu. Even Malachi Hashalom cried. Shadam Hein Ar Elim, which is referring to the Malachim, Tzaku Chutza Malachi Hashalom Mariv Koyim. They cried. And the Mashal learned, the Gemara says, Avad Hashem has a cry about the Barayi. It's going on the Malachim. When it says the Yikra, Hashem called the Malachim to cry, Lemisbeh Lekarcha, that's talking about the Malachim. That's what Mashal learns. The Pasuk says further, V'demoya tidma v'seirid eini dima ki nishba eida Hashem. And it says in this Pasuk, which is talking about the crying, it says three times the word dima. Three times it says the word tears. Om Rav Elazar, Shalosh demoyos olam. Why three times crying? Achas al mikdash rishon, one on first base mikdash, v'achas al mikdash sheni, another one on second base mikdash, v'achas al yisrael shigol mukayman, another one on klal yisrael that was sent to the goals from Eretz Yisrael. V'yigad amri, that the third one is achas al bitl tayra, was on bitl tayra. So what does it say at the end of this pasuk? Kinishba eida Hashem, because the flock of Hashem was captured. So bishlam al lamandi amal yisrael shigolu hanichsev kinishba eida Hashem, because the crying al yisrael shigol mukayman. What's pshat? That the flock of Hashem was captured. And for the Gemara, since Klal Yisrael was put into galus from their place. Of course, that causes a lot of bittul Torah when you go into galus. You can't learn the same way, and therefore it's all one and the same thing. Bittul Torah, Hashem's crying bittul Torah, of course, kinisra eda Hashem, and they can't learn as much. Tana Rabbanim, shloisha akaris baruch hu baruch aleim. Famous Gemara, three people akaris baruch hu cries for them. V'chol yom, every day. And what are who are the three people? One person is al Isaac. Someone who could learn Torah, he doesn't learn. Instead, he watches something else. He doesn't learn Torah. Hashem cries for that. And someone who can't be Isaac Torah is Isaac. What does that mean? So Pashup Shadah means is someone who he has no money, he really should be working, but he learns Torah anyway. So Hashem cries because Hashem feels his pain. Of course he gets schar. Hashem feels bad that he has to be with such dachkos. Same thing, Hashem cries him also. Why? Because he, if he does it the right way, he'll get major schar. But instead, he's mezgal al tzibur, him that Hashem cries for. So that's part of Shabbat. Either you know, Hashem cries for the people who don't learn, or the people who learn b'shas dachkos, that's like a shtatvus b'tzar, or a parnas mezgal al tzibur. The Afghano says, some others say pshat, that I think I even saw this in the new article Ein Yaakov, he says pshat is like this, that Hashem, there's some people who, for them, Bekiyas is very, very good. And Be'in is not their Tchunas HaNefesh. For them, they can't learn Be'in. Some people, Be'in is good, but Bekiyas is not good because they don't remember anything. So Hashem cries on the person who does the wrong thing. He's Oisik B'Taira when he should be learning really Be'in. Or he's learning Be'in and he's not being Oisik B'Taira because he's doing the wrong thing. Sometimes someone follows the herd and he doesn't do the right learning for his Tchunas HaNefesh, and that Hashem cries for. That's what it says, Pshat. I forgot how they touch it exactly, but let's say touch like this. It says, he could learn a lot of Torah of Ein Oisik. He doesn't learn a lot of Torah, he just learns Be'in. And he really should be learning a lot of Torah. Which means he shouldn't be learning a lot, like learning up. He should be Oisik, and he learns up a lot instead of Be'in. Hashem cries in those type of people. Okay, right. Rabbi Avinok at Sefer Kinnitz. Rabbi was reading Megillas Eicha, v'kakari begava, and he was laying it. Kimot la'epsuk, when he read this pasuk, hishuch m'shmayim eretz, that Hashem threw us from Shemayim to the floor. All of a sudden, when he was reading that, his kinnitz, his Eicha, fell to the floor. Nafam yada. Omar, me'igra rom labira mikdai. See from here, the pshat in the pasuk is that Klal Yisrael fell from this tall tower to a deep ditch. That's how big the fall was. Rabbi Rav Chia have a shakli va'ozlo va'orcha. Rabbi Rav Chia have a going on the way. Ki moti lahu masa amri ikut suvim rabban hocha. They came to a certain city. They were on the way. They came to the city to sleep that night. And they wanted to know if there are any chosha people here. I want to go visit them. Nezel v'nekab apa. I'll go say hello. Amri ikut suvim rabban hocha. Mori naimu. There is a Talmud Chacham here, but he's blind. He can't see. Only Rabbi, you're a Nasi, doesn't pass you to come. And the Farshim explained that if it'll be a Talmud Chacham was not blind, so if you go to that Talmud Chacham, he'll stand up for you, he'll take care of you, give you a big covered of Nasi. But here, this person couldn't see. He's not going to realize he came, so it's going to be a Zikul Zilzul in your covered. He said, Tiv at, you don't be Mazalzi in the Nasi, you don't come visit. I'll go and visit. Rabbi said, no way, I'm coming. Kevin Mifti Renee, they visited this Talmud Chacham when they left. Amar Lahu, he gave them a bracha. He gave Rabbi Yerim Chia a bracha, this Talmud Chacham. At the Mekbaltim Ponim, Hanirim, Veinaroim, you makabo someone who could be seen but can't see. Tizku, you should be Zoichel, Hakbal Ponim, Aroim, Veinanirim. You should be Zoichel to be makabo Ponim of Akarish Baruchu, be oil regal by them, who's the one who sees us and we can't see him. So you came to visit someone who could be seen and can't see, so you will be zaycha to be oil regal to someone who can't be seen but could see. Omar Luei, Eicha, Hashta, Menanta, my Berchus. So Rebbe turns to Rav Chia, look, you would have caused me not to get such a bracha. Wow, what a bracha. Omar Luei, they asked this Talmud Chacham, Man Shmi, look, how do you know this thing that's so good to Mekal Pnei Talmud Chacham, Akadei Kach, he's such a big bracha? But Pirkei de Rabbi Shmuel, Pirkei de Yaakov Shmuel, I heard it from Pirkei de Rabbi Yaakov. I heard it one time in the Shir from Rabbi Yaakov. The Rabbi Yaakov ish kfar chitav, mekabel ape de Rabbi, kol yoyme. Rabbi Yaakov said over that every day he used to visit his Rabbi, every single day, kikosh, when he got older, omalei, loyne star mar, loyachal mar. His Rabbi told him, you know, you're too old, you know, maybe you should stop coming to visit me, it's too much for you. Omalei, so Rabbi Yaakov said, Mizut and Ma'ed Chsivu Rabbanon, is it small what it says about Rabbanon, Vayichi Oid L'Netzach, Lo Yirashachas, you will live for Oil Ma'ba, and you won't see Gehenim, Ki Yira Chachamim Yimushim, because you saw Chachamim B'Shas Den Yitzias Hashama. Umah Roi Chachamim B'Misasam Yichya, Ma'adach someone who sees Chachamim when they're dying, he gets to big schar. B'chayim, Lachas Kama Kama, you know what it is to go see a tzaddik, go see a Rebbe? Simon's passing, Mar And that's what he learned, that's how good it is, if you give him this bracha, that you should be zeichel v'kal p'nei shechina. Rav Idi, Avua de Rav Yaakov, Va'idi, Rav Idi, the father of Yaakov, Va'idi, interesting thing, Rav Yaakov, Idi's father, but is you know, Rav Yaakov, is Rav Idi, have a ragad of ozo tlosa v'yarchi v'urcha, v'chadya v'v'rav, a pelagic thing. He lived very far from the yeshiva, and he had to come back for Yontif. He said, leave Pesach to learn. He got there, he learned one day, and came back 3 months. So he's to walk 3 months b'orcha v'chad yoyim v'rav, one day to learn. V'avakorli rabbanon bar b'rav d'chad yoyim. He's to make fun of him. Say, oh, here's the yeshiva bach who comes for one day. Chol shdait day. He was, it bothered him. Kori and avshei, he called himself the pasuk. Shchoik l'rei. I became a laughing stock to my friends. Omle Rabbi Yechidon, Rabbi Yechidon got nervous now. He says, don't be upset at them. Matusim enoch. Loi sanish l'rabbanon. Don't let the rabbanon get anish because of you. And therefore, Rabbi Yechidon went out and darshan that this guy was right. This tzaddik was right. This Rav Idi. Nofak Rabbi Yechidon Rabbi Yechidon Rabbi Yechidon. The pasuk says, V'oisi yoim yoim yidashun. V'das darka yech patsun. V'chib yoim darshan oisa, v'layla yoim darshan oisa. You only learn by day, not by night. What's v'yoim yoim darshan? Aloim lochol isik v'tarah fil yoim echad v'shana. Someone is telling you one day of the year, ma'ila alav akos of kilu osu kol shana kula. Which means if all you could do is one day a year you learn, then that ksi learned the whole year. There's a Gemara says somewhere, the Mepharshim says somewhere, like it's like there's a fact, the Gemara says over a halacha, kol kavua kemechza mechza. Anyone's kavua is kemechza mechza. That means if you're kavua for that day, even if you can't do it every day, it's kemechza mechza. Like you learned the whole year, half the year, and then you go basarai, whatever it is, rubik kikulai, akapanim. But the Vart is, if you only could learn one day, you learn that day, and the rest of the year, you're oinus. Unless you have to work the rest of the year, you learn, but the day you're off, the Sunday you're off, you learn, then it's ki'ilu, you learned the whole year. Like, put it into like context. Let's say you have someone who works the whole week because he can't learn, he has to work, he has to make fanasa, which is a mitzvah. But lemaisa, on Sunday, he doesn't have to make fanasa, so he learns. So he learns, it's like he learns the whole, he's like Karli Gaman. He's the same level as Karli Gaman, same exact thing. It says in the pasuk that the days that they went, the Meraglim went and they spied Eretz Yisrael, they're going to get every day a year of punishment. It was one day. Why is it 40 years? Anyone who's over very even one day, so it goes the other way also. If someone does Aveira also, then it's Kilu did Aveira an entire year.